Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Now, as you probably know by this stage, it's 1,000 years this month since Brian Boru defeated the Vikings at Tontarf. And among the many events commemorating the battle is the premiere of a new work entitled The Borovia Suite. Brian Lally has this report.
OK, guys, what we're going to do, when we get everybody back, is we're going to do that 4A section with the pizzicato and the harps. Is that OK?
It's 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning. And instead of being out destroying the country, 50 young people are in a hall in Monkstown in County Dublin under the baton of composer Michael Rooney.
Well, I was up at a function last May in Dublin, and while I was there, Laura Samaruku, the arch-steward of Cultus Cultured Éireann, approached me and said that Cultus wanted to do something to commemorate the 1,000th anniversary of Brian Boru, and would I be willing to, I suppose, write a suite. And at that stage, I didn't know too much about Brian Boru apart from, I suppose, the Battle of Clontarf.
When faced with a mountain of research for this project, like all good sons, Michael went to his dad, Mackie.
He was an educated man, and his education apparently would have encompassed study of the classics, ancient Greece and Rome, and European history. And it would appear that a lot of Brian's thinking and a lot of his philosophy was based on what he had learned from his history. Mm-hmm. Because though there are those who would argue that Brian, in fact, was a nation builder, maybe an empire builder, you know?
I didn't use too much historical fact. I just imagined Brian as a young child. They say that he had an excellent relationship with his mother and his older brother, Mahan. So I would have focused on that in the first movement. I think I used poetic license in the second movement. I used a character called Evil or Avel, who would have been the Banshee or the local Celtic goddess, or and she was able to have the gift of prophecy, and so the music reflects that. And then I showed the relationship between young Brian and herself. You know, I looked at the Vikings, and you know, when they come to Bail Baru and destroy the place, killing Brian's mother. So the story is reflected in that through music.
Once this age group, this cohort of people found out that it was Michael, in fact, that was putting this project together, there was enthusiasm from day one. They're all here as a kind of a voluntary contribution to the Borovia, the whole Brian Boru millennium through Cultus. Once they heard that Michael was on, their enthusiasm was just, it abounded.
I asked Michael Rooney about the musical landscape of Ireland 1,000 years ago.
Possibly Gregorian chant, early religious, you know, music, not very big range between notes and stuff like that.
A lot of wind instruments, a lot of pipes, a lot of long horns and things, I suppose.
Yeah. So, and I decided that wasn't the way I wanted to go. I wasn't there to represent the instruments of the time. Now, I've made use of quite a bit of baroque, but the music itself wouldn't be indicative of the time of 1,000 years ago.
Ilan Piper Mark Redmond is part of the group. There wasn't many Ilan Pipes around 1,000 years ago, though.
There probably was pipes of some sort. We just haven't ever found any. And there is old images of like cattle raids on Dublin where you can see these exaggerated-looking pipes that kind of resemble the Scottish bagpipes, but again, not a thing like what we have.
Because a lot of the pipes in the Scottish end of things, and European pipes indeed, they tend to be marching instruments, don't they? They tend to be kind of mobile instruments, rather than the sedentary ones that we have.
Yeah, well, they often use the pipes in sort of attacking and stuff, you know. But again, that's another reason ours are so different. Like, ours are primarily an indoor instrument, you know. You wouldn't really hear them too much. They're about as loud as a violin. More proof that they weren't used for battle.
I doubt, in fact, whether he was a harper or not, because The famous Brian Boru harp, in fact, experts have more or less established that it wasn't, let's say, coeval with Brian's time. That harp
wasn't contemporaneous.
Wasn't contemporary. That it was made much later. There would have been a harp of that structure, let's say, in Brian Boru's time, but the Brian Boru harp I would question whether it in fact is contemporary with Brian.
Mairead Roach and Emer Arkins are two of the fiddlers playing the Barrel Suite. Mairead, what's different about this gig from playing with a couple of your friends in a pub in Cork City of a night?
Well, this gig is about being thematic, about telling the story of Brian Brew, which is a great story, and not many people know about it. And in primary schools, we're stopping telling all these folklore stories, which are great. So basically, all our tunes carry us across the life of Brian Brew, his birth, his sending off to secondary school, his death of his mother, his final burial. So it's just really interesting, thematic, and it would keep you on the edge of your seats, not just because of the music, but because of the story behind it.
To be honest, the most narrative a tune ever gets in Irish music is the name. You know, and even at that, you have the cup of tea, or, you know, my father's one is Father Howled the Candle While I Shamed the Chicken's Lips. It is unusual, I suppose. We're not used to it. We're not used to using Irish music to portray a story. It hasn't been done very much. So it's a great opportunity to be part of something that is based on a story like this.
I'm excited. I'm not nervous. I suppose at this stage I'm using 50 or 60 of the best musicians in Ireland. And I have to honestly say that they've worked, I mean, tremendously hard for me. So there's no sense of nervousness, because when you're dealing with that caliber, there's just excitement. I'm really excited about it, yeah.
Brian Lally reporting there, and you can get more information online at clontarf.ie.